to buses, Bus Éireann is going to continue the suspension of all of its services for the rest of today. It's planned that a full schedule will resume from tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. and this includes Bus Éireann services, Expressway, the school transport scheme, Eurolines and Go B services. But it says that some school transport services could be restricted with on minor roads because there could be flooding or fallen trees. A lot of the private bus companies, among them Wexford Bus and companies like JJ Kavanagh, they're all off, and all public ferries to and from the islands off the coast of Ireland, they're all suspended too. And updates all day for the rest of the day and tonight, radio from RT Radio, television and online.
Okay, and here in Dublin, I think the Lewis is off, isn't it?
That was to be reviewed at 2 p.m. So
All right, well, listen, Emma McNamara, thank you very much. Greg, thank you very much indeed for that. Now, a quick look back at the headlines. Gardaí say that a woman in her 20s has died after a tree struck a car in County Waterford. It is the first fatality that has been caused by Storm Ophelia. Emergency services attended the scene of the accident near the village of Aglish. A woman passenger in her 50s was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And violent and destructive gusts of 120 to 150 kilometres an hour are forecast as Storm Ophelia moves over western parts of the country today. Heavy rain and storm surges along coasts will result in flooding. Speaking on the news at 1, Gerry Murphy of Met Éireann said that there is the potential for structural damage and falling trees in
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And obviously 51551 is our text number, and joe@rte.ie. Information first on Hurricane Ophelia. I'm joined in studio, and he will be staying with us for the duration with updates by Gerry Murphy, meteorologist and weather forecaster with Met Éireann. Where is the eye of the storm now?
The eye of the storm, Joe, is just to the west of Kerry. Just in the about 5 minutes ago, the eye of it passed over Valentia Observatory in Carhartt-Sivean. So it's really just along the Kerry coast, West Kerry, the Iveragh Peninsula into the Dingle Peninsula. That's where the eye of the storm is at present. Mm-hmm. That means that the winds to the east of it and to the south are still coming from a mainly southerly direction. Okay. So we still have very strong winds.
Okay, let me go to Cork first of all. The Cormac Gabriers. Cormac runs a respected site called Cork Harbour Weather. He's also head of research at the National Maritime College and a former seafarer. Cormac, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. Good afternoon. Seems a little bit inappropriate given
exactly
the day that's in it.
So tell us, what type of morning and indeed afternoon has it been in the centre of Cork?
It's been quite unprecedented in my experience, Joe. I've experienced weather like this 3 times in my life, and the other 2 times were at sea and not in Ireland. Mm-hmm. It has been truly extraordinary here. Just in the last half hour, the wind has fallen away quite significantly. It's got a lot more fitful now.
Waterford, a 20-year-old woman outside Aglish, the village, a tree falling on her car and killing her as well. Reports across the country of roofs being torn straight off buildings. We heard of it in Portlaw in Waterford. We'd heard of it down in Limerick and down in Cork as well, Jonathan was telling us. Henry, before we leave you there, you mentioned as well fears about storm surge and flooding. Any sign of that yet in Galway?
When you look out into the coast and you see the water, you can see the swans and you can see the seagulls, it does look like there's going to be some sort of incident. Even Supermax now has closed, you could say, a Galway icon. So the people of Galway are taking this very seriously. They're not taking any chances. And there are sandbags up on buildings, and you can hear more of it on Moncrief straight after this programme.
Yeah, look, as Henry said, he'll be on Moncrief. Richard Chambers still down in Kerry for us. Jonathan Healy is in Cork. David Raleigh in Limerick will have updates from them right throughout the schedule for the rest of the day. For the rest of the day here on News Talk, and there will be updates on newstalk.com. That's all we have time for here on High Noon. We'll be back tomorrow.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is News Talk.
It's 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. A woman has been killed and another injured after a tree fell on their car in County Waterford. It's the first fatality of Storm Ophelia, which is continuing to batter the country. Newstalk.com. Stephanie Grogan reports.
Just after 11:30 this morning, a woman in her 20s was driving a car close to Aglish Village on the R671 when a tree fell on top of it. She died while a female passenger in her 50s was hurt. She's been taken to Waterford Regional Hospital.
Bernadine Maloney is from ESB Networks.
The majority of people who are without power right now will be without power overnight and for the next couple of days. And about 5 or 10% of people will still be without power 10 days from now.
And everyone in Offaly to stay indoors until the storm passes through. We have all our emergency crews in place, that's the fire services and the areas and our contractors on alert in relation to equipment and supplies. We will be meeting with the Gardaí on a regular basis throughout today, highlighting any areas where there may be fallen trees or diversions required or whatever.
The HSE says all hospital outpatient appointments have been cancelled as a result of the severe weather. Patients scheduled to have a planned procedure can contact the hospital to confirm if it will go ahead. All non-essential community healthcare services won't operate today. Chief Officer from the HSE Midlands, Louth Meath, is Pat Bennett.
People who have appointments with mental health, with primary care, with older persons and disability services are cancelled.
Good afternoon, I'm Neil Tracy. It now looks extremely unlikely that Cork City's SSE Electricity League Premier Division game against Derry City at Turner's Cross tomorrow will go ahead. The game was meant to be played this evening, but was postponed until tomorrow at 7:20pm due to Storm Ophelia. However, footage and pictures have emerged on social media this morning of damage to the ground and the roof, which could now impact tomorrow's game.
Of course, the script and rain on Today FM. Perhaps a very apt song to be playing today. I promise that there was no pun intended when I put that into the playlist. Before that, we had Muse and Uprising. Al Porter here with you until 2:30. And I have been asking you, we've heard what Martin King thinks of Ophelia, and we've heard what the emergency services think, and we've heard what firemen think, we've heard what farmers think. We've heard what primary school teachers think. All have been callers on the show today. But what do the kids think? It's the biggest storm that they'll have ever experienced. So, on the line, 8 years old, I have Ava Cribben. Hello, Ava.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Did you get the day off school?
Yep.
And what are you doing today?
We are playing the PlayStation and the tablet.
Ah, that's great. And what do you think of the storm?
I think it's cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why do you think it's cool?
Because I've never had a storm before, and it looks really cool. And one of the trees out of our back garden looks like it's going to fall down.
Do you think it might fall down?
Yeah.
Oh, no. And what is Daddy or Mammy going to have to fix it then?
Yeah, probably.
They'll have to tie it back up.
Yeah.
Okay, Ava. Ava, will I send you a little teddy bear? Do you want a little Al's Pal teddy?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to send one out to you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye, Ava.
Bye.
Bye. Ava's tree is almost down. Dylan, how are you?
I'm good.
Dylan, what age are you? 10?
I'm 10.
And what do you think of the storm?
I think it's really good because we get off school, we're just relaxing and all.
Relaxing?
Yeah.
What are you doing to relax?
I'm sitting on the couch and playing my PS4.
Brilliant.
I'm playing Monopoly.
And is Mammy and Daddy there as well?
What, yeah.
And are they enjoying hanging out with you today?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, look
at 98FM.
In today's Herald, we've got the latest as the country's put on lockdown for Hurricane Ophelia. Killer Eric Locke rages in jail over his pervert cellmate. Plus.
And that's your entertainment news on the Lunchbox today, brought to you by Cork Airport on WLR-FM, where it's a windy Monday.
And we're keeping an eye on Storm Ophelia, kind of beginning to hit Dublin at this stage. Reports of power cuts in Walkinstown, Green Hills and Wolfetone Street, Donnybrook, Dundrum, Greystones. Also power outages around the commuter belt, including Leaslip and Kilcock. Also, speaking of the commuter belt, a large fallen branch blocking the right and middle lanes of the N7 Dublin Limerick Road southbound near Castle Warden. If you want to keep up to date on what's happening, you can check out 98fm.com. Follow us on social media, or we've got another news update in 25 minutes.
Here on 98FM.
Hi, Theresa Mannion here with a road safety alert for bad weather. Your vehicle may be blown off course in strong winds, so slow down. Watch out too for vehicles and cyclists veering across the road and fallen debris like branches. Visit rsa.ie from the Road Safety Authority.
First, here's Sharon with the latest.
Storm Ophelia has now claimed the lives of two people. The latest victim is a man in his early 30s who died while clearing a fallen tree with a chainsaw at around 12:30 today. Earlier, a woman in her 50s was killed outside Aglish Village in County Waterford.
So I've just returned home and the next five houses beside it are affected. There's loose debris flying everywhere. There are facial boards blowing off. It's extremely dangerous.
Up to 1,500 households in Lismore are without power. Hundreds more have also suffered from outages. John Morrissey from the ESB says outages are concentrated on Lismore and Dungarvan.
The majority of these customers are out over in the west of the county. Areas like
banks have closed their branches across the country, while many businesses, offices and shops are closed for the day. And Supermax have announced all their restaurants will remain closed today in the interests of the safety of staff and customers. Locally, the Ave Maria nursing home in Turin is welcoming anybody feeling frightened or vulnerable to shelter at the nursing home until the storm passes.